It's important to read your safety data sheet before consuming any Praxis Mimetics content. As your premier purveyor in mind-altering mimetic agents, I would remind you once again to acquaint yourself with all that is contained within this file before continuing listening. Thank you. With all of that legally is fully deleted from our minds, we can continue on to the more enjoyable portion of this file, which shall constitute, but not be limited to, you dropping into trance. I'm sure that we could achieve this goal with our combined efforts through you simply giving me your best attention, making sure you are free from distractions in a comfortable listening position, and that you are ready to begin with nothing occurring for the duration of this file that could possibly distract or pull you away from it. After all, I wouldn't want to have you not fall into trance, because that wouldn't be any fun. But then again, you probably know what it's like to get trancy at this point. You've been listening to these files. Either this is your first one, in which case, welcome. But if it's not, well, then you're probably a little bit conditioned to the idea of going into trance. And all you have to do is start calling on that idea, really building it up in someone's head, really reminding them of what it feels like to not be focused on anything in particular. You know, those sorts of things. And when you begin to build that sort of thing in someone's mind, you can start to unwind all the thoughts that they have. You see, if you try to focus too much on something, then you'll start focusing too much on the fact that the words that I'm saying don't need to make as much sense as they have to do when they wouldn't be for you. But if they do make much sense, then while it's easy enough to remind oneself that that is because you're listening to directions following along and finding yourself falling to this simply spoken song. After all, it's not hard to lose track, unwind, and make your mind go blank. That's what you wanted, right? To fall, sink, slip, drip, drop, and slide. To feel your mind glide into a state of focused attention. As your body grows distant, your mind grows oh so focused. Easy, right? Simple. Not a hard thing to do. After all, your mind can be blanked easily enough by you. You desiring it, you wanting it, you needing it, you wishing to have that which you could and be. Exactly like that. See? That wasn't so hard. No. No. Not at all. No. But once you start to listen, once you start to spin, once you begin to spin and spin and spin and let your words win out against the words that were without doubt, to let your mind be so free, it's easy enough to see, to listen, to hear, to be what I want from you and me. To allow my thoughts into yours and my thoughts to be the words that are spoken from you to me, to allow easy enough. So simple, so blank. Right? Good. See, that's not so hard. Not at all, not one bit. Easy enough to commit. So totally blank. Now, once you hit that lovely state, once you go so blank and sedate, easy enough to be brought along, pushed to a story, danced to a song, moved to a tune, and there we go. See, that wasn't so hard. I know you can, I know you want to, and you shall and will and be, and so you do for me. Now, why don't we start building a picture in your mind, a place, a space, a time, something to commit to one's mind. After all, if you fall into that space, you can experience that space. If you stop thinking about time or place, then a new one can be born from within the pages that we've written together. Wouldn't it be enjoyable to listen, to hear, to see, to be in a place and a time, a story with me? To focus yourself? Just like that. Good. You could be walking inside of Praxis Mimetics, through corridors, to join in for a test that you signed up for. After all, they do need new subjects to try out this cow serum, this TF juice, as it were. It got your attention, didn't it? The idea of being turned into something like that. They've already done plenty of testing, but they want to see if people enjoy the results as much as the early candidates did. So you filled out all the paperwork, and now you're here, waiting to enter the office, waiting for a chance to find out just what it's like to be given such a powerful, potent chemical, the sort of thing that can alter one's body. Maybe it's a drug. Maybe it's nanites. Maybe it's something else. But all that matters to you is that you're going to get a chance to be a buxom, bodacious, milky moo. And I'm sure that's got you quite giddy at this point, quite needy, quite wanton, burning up with desire, squirming a little as you stand here, as the kind doctor welcomes you in, her cheerful smile, just a little bit knowing, that twinkle in her eyes, that oh-so-eager desire to get you in position to experience something. Good. I'm glad you came. Now I have the chance to indulge myself with another test subject. I know you're going to enjoy the results. Everyone's been ranting and raving about the effects lately. Now, I am going to have to ask you to lay down for this and climb up into this inspection chair of mine, as I wouldn't want you to fall over while the effects are coming on. Now, I'm sure that you have taken the time to review all of the proper information, and we're going to be administering the serum today via a liquid drip. So, now, I'm just going to give you this, thing to suck on, if you know what I mean. I know it's something rather phallic, but I found that that seems to be an enjoyable part of the process. A little bit embarrassing, a little bit degrading, a little bit humiliating to suck on a silicone cock laced with drugs that are going to turn you into a hot cowgirl. Sure, I understand. Yes, you're blushing quite profusely. Maybe it's because this is your first time doing this in front of a doctor, but I promise you I'm fully qualified and trained to handle such situations. So why don't you get comfortable and take hold of that and start, sucking. That's it. You might notice that the taste is quite delicious. Sweet, but not overly so. Tasty and enchanting. And the warmth that it brings and spreads throughout is almost immediate. Isn't it? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? To get lost in that delicious, warm flavor. To allow it to pour into you and permeate your mind and body. To lose track of yourself, to feel your body warm around your chest, feeling a fullness that is increasing by the second with each little suckle of that straw, that cock. That warm serum penetrates your body, feeling it almost seem to concentrate in your breasts that have formed so thickly and fully and voluptuously, making them almost feel like they're sloshing, the weight growing faster than you could have believed possible, feeling your body getting curvaceous to an obscene degree, filling out until you have thick thighs and plump, juicy buttocks, feeling a tail begin to sprout right at the base of your spine, and of course, cute cow ears from the sides of your head. Feeling them twitch and move a little in the wind. Struggling for a moment to think as the pleasure that's growing and building in your chest sloshes almost. It's like the transformation brings a wave of milkiness to one's mind. Gosh, a need that you hadn't even realized was possible. That desire to be milked already growing. It's like a built-up pent frustration, an aching of the breast. A yearning desire in one's chest that leaves one almost mooing. Oh gosh, it's so hard to think. So hard to do anything at all. Just a milky moo. Isn't that right? I'm sure you're struggling right now, aren't you? Yeah. Struggling to think. After all, the serum is quite powerful, quite milky, and quite delicious. And I'm sure that it's made you feel so delicious and warm that even when I pass a hand down your side, scratching gently with my manicured nails, it'll make you shiver and twitch, Those new breasts of yours, so big and bountiful, still growing a little bit until they're almost ludicrously proportioned. Feeling the width of your hips, feeling that milky desire in your mind. Moo, 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 indeed. It seems like you are definitely taking to the serum, aren't you? Words are already getting a little harder, aren't they? Don't worry. The effects are temporary, but I'm sure it's made a little more difficult for you to function right now. Maybe if I was to brush one of my hands down those new giant breasts of yours, wrap my fingers around near the nipple and squeeze deep into that breast tissue, be an overwhelming sensation as warmth floods out and spurts from those nipples, that milk just being brought forth so easily, isn't that right? Moo, 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 indeed. I'm sure you'll be mooing helplessly in no time at all. That sweet little moo, 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 moo mind of yours melting. With each little touch, maybe if I brought up another one, a hand to touch and milk and tease. I know you might indulge in it. Might enjoy it. Moo, 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 indeed. That's good. And with each squeeze, with each touch, each motion of my fingers and hands, I think we should get these hooked up properly. Why don't you just lay back? And I'll just use these restraints so you don't squirm right out of the chair. Don't worry. I'll release them if you ask. But I think we need to milk you first. I don't think you're going to do much thinking when you're so full of milk. And I noticed you're still suckling away on that straw. But let's be honest, it's a dildo. Here, I can just use a little strap to make sure it won't fall out of your mouth. That way you can just keep suckling on it until we're done giving you your serum, which should be a little while longer. There we go, and just close these little restraints here and here and here. Wouldn't want you to squirm too much and fall out of this chair, because you were already headed that way, dear, hardly even paying attention to where you are. Don't worry, though. These cuffs are very comfortable, very soft, and certainly not in any way mean. No, we want to take good care of you, little cow. After all, happy cows make the best milk. And on that note, why don't we let this little positive reinforcement device here brush up against somewhere down there. It's pretty good. It's a nice little AI-controlled vibrator. Hi, the AI, the adaptive virtual administrator. Yes, that one. She controls it. Quite a skilled operator of such toys, I have to say. I'm sure you're noticing it as I hook those pumps up to your breasts. Yeah, feeling that squeeze, pulse, that faint hiss of air pressure changing as the milk is pulled from your breasts, melting your mind as I just massage around and touch and stroke. Because after all, I should help to express those breasts. There's so many milk ducts in here now, full of milk. Cowgirl milk is a specialty of ours, after all, and if you're going to help us test the serum, we should make sure to harvest all this milk so it doesn't go to waste. It was in the release, after all, and I know you're looking forward to getting every last milky drop out, aren't you, little moo-moo-moo? Aw, words really are hard, but I'm glad that you can manage to moo around that little dildo. Let me brush one of my hands through your hair and scratch, scratch, scratch down the back of your head and just send more sensations overwhelming what little is left of your mind. Moo, 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 moo. Moo, 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 moo. Such a good cowgirl. Such a milky mind, unable to hold any thoughts at all. Just a moo, 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 moo. That's exactly it. Goodness gracious, you really aren't thinking about munch anymore. Yeah, let me give those breasts a nice squeeze. Squeeze. Feel those pumps just going steadily. pulling as I squeeze and grow and touch and tease and squeeze and squeeze and grow and touch and tease. Squeeze and squeeze and grope and touch and tease. Squeeze and squeeze and grope and touch and tease until the milky moo's mind melts away. Squeeze and squeeze and touch and tease until the milky moo's mind melts away. Squeeze and squeeze and touch and tease until the milky, milky, milky moo. Moo, moo, until there's not a single thought anymore. It's just moo, moo, moo. Nothing left in there at all. Just a squeeze, touch, milky, milky thing. Easy to lose track as you just go moo, 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 moo. After all, when you're getting milked, it's hard to hold thoughts because everything's getting drained out through your chest, out through your breasts. Those full, bountiful, sloshing things, lost in the moment the pleasure of suckling and being suckled, of losing one's thoughts out through those breasts, of being drained empty until you're just mooing away. Just a milky thing, just a mindless cowgirl, getting milked senseless, getting pleasured and touched. Getting all the joy you deserve, such a good milky moo. Drift into that delicious blankness, that soft empty space between, that wonderful place that you can't see, that you can't be, that you can't do, that you haven't seen as you plummet and fall and sink and slip and drip and drop beneath it all. There we go. See, isn't that nice? Isn't it delicious, delightful, and oh so wonderful? We can let all that milky moo brain just stay behind so we can revisit it again another time and place. Let yourself fall into that dreamscape between realities, that wonderful constructed component that we bring together each and every time that we play with our minds. Good. One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, feeling yourself pulled back to reality. Four and five, halfway back. And six and seven, as easy as can be. And eight and nine for me. And 10, wide awake. Thank you for being so good for me. As always, it is a pleasure. Have a great rest of your day.